This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
And we started last week by giving you the Reader's Digest version of an all-day event that we attended a week or so ago, and it was presented by
Pastor Rick Houston,
yes,
out of Wilmington.
Very good program, and we're kind of giving you some of the highlights of some of the things that he talked about. It was a program directed at pastors, and one of the statistics that we were presented with was that, you know, 71% of pastors in a survey admitted that they never advised a battered wife to leave her husband.
And that's a scary statistic, because that's definitely a majority of pastors would admit to that. 92% out of this 5,700 pastors said that even in violent situation, they would never advise divorce. And that is a lot of times one of the reasons we think that pastors are afraid to send victims of domestic violence to one of our programs. They're afraid that we're going to advocate for divorce. And that's not true. We want to advocate for safety.
Yeah, we're safety first. And that's the first question when somebody calls in on one of our hotlines in an abusive situation. The first thing we ask them is, are you in a safe situation? And if not, you know, we try to rectify that by getting the police involved if we can, or whatever emergency service is required. We'll try to get that on the scene.
That same study found that 26% of the ministers surveyed said they would counsel the battered wife to continue to submit to her husband. And that's over a fourth surveyed. And 25% said that the wife's failure to submit was the reason for the abuse in the first place.
And 50% said that women should tolerate some level of violence in the home.
And this was a study of 5,700 pastors, not in our state and not locally, but it was just some very interesting statistics.
And one of the things that studies have shown is that the overwhelming majority, almost all women or victims, let's say, which are mostly women, would seek counsel from clergy if they were in an abusive situation.
Mm-hmm. They would seek counsel from clergy before they'd ever come to one of our programs or call us. And that's why the two have to work together on this situation.
Right. And what the real point of what we're trying to make with all of these statistics and facts and whatnot is that if you're counseling someone or if you know someone that's in an abusive situation, you don't want to send them back into the abusive situation, even if you think the violence has stopped, because we all know that part of the cycle of domestic violence is that there goes this honeymoon period when everything looks rosy and everything is calmed down.
And he's remorseful at that point.
Right. Yeah. But it doesn't last.
No.
And over time, the violence gets more severe and more frequent, and eventually you can get into a situation where someone is killed.
Yeah. So we definitely, you know, our phone lines are open to any minister or deacon, any church who wants to have us come in and talk to them, or, you know, if you want to send someone to us to talk with them. We want to have that trusting relationship between the churches and our programs.
We form a lot of partnerships with people in our community, and we'd like to have partnerships with the pastors in the various churches, because if you look at us as a temporary resource, that if you've got someone in an abusive situation, you need to separate the two so that things can calm down. You know, we're available for that. And we're available to work with you as a pastor to help bring the family eventually back together. But unless we do some intervention, you know, some serious bad things
exactly.
can happen.
Exactly, yeah. So we do. We need each other.
Throw out one more statistic here, and then we'll wrap up with some phone numbers. But there was a study of some 1,400 Seventh-day Adventists across the country, and they found that 69% of those victims that experienced violence led them to distrust God.
Yeah, and what Rick Houston pointed out, that's scary. I mean, you want your parishioners to trust God, but because of having been instructed to stay and submit to the abuse, it caused a rift between the victims and their trust in their Creator.
And we'll continue this maybe one more week. And in the meantime, we're going to give you some phone numbers. In Mitchell County, you can call us 24 hours at our hotline, 765-4044.
And in Yancey County, 682-0056.
I want to thank you for listening. And remember, stopping domestic violence begins with who?
Begins with me and you.